Hello, Mountain View, and welcome back to the Mountain View Police Department's Silicon Valley Beat. Today we are here with one of our very own co-hosts, Sergeant Saul Jaeger, who is going to be talking with us about the traffic enforcement in Mountain View on February 24th.
And I'll be quiet.
That promise is broken very quickly, as we would have no podcast. So without further ado, here we go.
What's the address of the emergency?
Welcome back, Mountain View. Today we are here just the two of us, but for a very important topic that I think a lot of you noticed this week, with several motors from several departments around town making sure that Mountain View drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians stayed safe. And Sergeant Jaeger is here to tell us a little bit more about
interview me today.
I am. Oh gosh, aren't we lucky?
Yay. Finally the other side of the mic.
Oh God.
Yeah. Nothing like having how many different cities we had in our town yesterday.
But just Jaeger talking.
Right. Yeah, nobody else would do it. No, just kidding. No, we had several different... There's nothing like having motors everywhere you look. There's a motor officer on like every corner you go to. But first, before we even get started, Sunnyvale Police Department, Campbell Police Department, Los Altos Police Department, Milpitas Police Department, and Santa Clara PD, in addition to Mountain View Police Department, were out in force yesterday. So this was,
thank you guys,
February 24th.
I'm right. Horrible with dates.
I think it's February 24th to do a operation, like an allied agency operation is what we're actually calling it. So we'll get into the details about it, but those are the agencies that actually came out this time. We'll talk about kind of how the idea came up, why we're doing it, why was it in Mountain View, right? Yeah. Aren't you supposed to be leading this?
I am. You just kind of just took off. So maybe you should stop and let me ask the questions.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I'm an awful guest.
It's okay. We normally like chatterboxes. We just, you know, you're just taking it a little too far. Calm down.
Typical.
So let's start a little bit, I guess, since you jumped off on that point. Let's start about not just talking about why Mountain View, but what sparked this idea for the program as a whole, Sergeant?
Sure. So we have in the county of Santa Clara, all of the cities work very closely together. So, I mean, almost every city here borders each other. Most of the officers know each other over the years. The traffic officers get to know each other because it's kind of a different specialty. And we're all seeing the same trend, right? We're seeing more people in each one of our cities, more people living there. More traffic, as everybody can probably attest to. And then when there's more traffic, there's more accidents, there's more bicyclists, there's more incidents that happen with pedestrians, there's more children, there's just more congestion. And so quantitatively, we've actually seen an increase in the number of accidents, whether that be from reporting or actual accident increasing. We're working on that.
And by we, you mean just our region in general, not just
right
here in Mountain View.
Right.
Okay.
So, but regardless, we are seeing an increase in the number of accidents. So the real question is, what do we do about that? How do we reduce it? Right. And so we've talked, if you've listened to the podcasts before, about education and engagement and engineering differences and enforcement, the 4 E's thing.
Look at you. Shameless plug,
yeah, shameless
number
plug.
One.
Oh, there's many more to come. But in reality, that's the challenge for any traffic unit, right? Is to go in. What are you guys going to do? You're going to go in and reduce the number of traffic incidents in your city. So how do you do that, right? Do we go in just hammer enforcement everywhere? But what we found is that if you do that, it's effective for that short amount of time that you're there, maybe a little bit afterwards, but you only touch the amount of people that you wrote tickets to. And maybe if they all complain, it's, you know, doubles it. So let's say you have some sort of operation, you write 50 citations, those 50 people will learn a lesson, hopefully, and maybe they'll complain to 50 friends, and so you've touched 100 people, right? But the real lesson in this is that we're trying to change driving behavior, because it's been studied, even a 5-mile-an-hour decrease in speed reduces the chances for injuries. It helps, right? Also, we're talking about lifestyle and behavior changes, too, so...
And what has come up a lot in the last couple of years?
Right.
Cell phones.
People are super busy. They're thinking about work. The last thing they're thinking about is actually driving. And we're all guilty of it. I mean, I do it. I leave for work every single day. I'm thinking about topics for podcasts. I'm thinking about how we're going to run the allied operation. There's a lot of stuff going on. And we don't realize that we're driving around, you know, 3,000 pound weapons, really, that are very dangerous kind of things. And things happen in the blink of an eye. So to go back to the beginning, how did this whole thing started? As I said before, there's the community of traffic officers is pretty tight. We do a lot of training together. And so Lieutenant Ryan Yin, who's the Sunnyvale traffic supervisor, like my equivalent as the sergeant here in Mountain View. He and I have been friends for a while when I was a motor originally, back in the day. He was also
a motor.
We're
talking eons, folks. Long ago.
It was long.
In a
long
galaxy far.
But
far away.
And I actually worked together then. And then now that we're both supervisors, we're back again now in the traffic unit. So he and I were talking about ideas and kicking around different things that we could do. And we came up with the idea modeling after another county that does a similar thing with all of their motors in the county, where it's basically a force multiplier for a city. So each city that participates asks for a number of officers, however many officers that each other city can provide, two or three or all of them if they have a big unit. And they all come into the city and work whatever problem is in that city. So the first one was last month. So January.
That was in Sunnyvale.
January was in Sunnyvale. Yep. And Sunnyvale hosted it. And so their issue was El Camino Corridor with pedestrian bike safety stuff, mm-hmm. And speeding vehicles, because that's the most common primary collision factor for all of our collisions in all of our cities in California. This is all on the Office of Traffic Safety and the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Association's websites, if anybody wants to look at data. But trust me, it's speeding and unsafe speed that's usually the cause of accidents. That and inattention. And so that's what their focus was on. And they also did a pedestrian decoy operation where they actually had a pedestrian walking across and motor officers in the trees watching to find out.
That sounds a little familiar. Isn't mm-hmm. that kind of what happened yesterday?
Yeah. So we also did that. So yesterday, the way we worked it in Mountain View, so we were trying to do a whole bunch of different things. We can get into the why of what we're doing now.
We can. If that's you are leading this podcast.
Sorry, I'm the interviewee. But you know, again, we in Mountain View, we take a different stance. It's really more of an education and engagement stance. The enforcement's great, right? But as you know, there are no quotas. We don't make a lot of money from citations. So all of those kind of misconceptions that happen.
Truly is about the safety of everyone.
That's really why we write a ticket, right? Why do we write a ticket? Because it makes an impact. And it changes behaviors sometimes.
We hope.
But there's a lot of other things we do. I mean, we talk about it on social media. We were telling everybody exactly where we were yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for us to not tell you guys what's going on. So we had two pedestrian decoy operations, one at Middlefield and Ellis, because we've gotten a lot of complaints there of cars not stopping for pedestrians. We were out there for about 2 hours. And quite honestly, it wasn't quite as bad as we expected it was going to be, which
yeah,
is
people
good.
Drove safely for yeah. the most part over there yesterday. Yep. It was nice to see.
Now, there were some tickets written there.
Said mostly.
Yeah. So that was, you know, that was one. And then we moved. That team shifted and went back to El Monte and Merritt, which was the location of the last fatality that we had, which is a pedestrian vehicle fatality. And that one was a little bit busier with violations.
Absolutely.
With the decoy. Now, the other things that they're looking for during that too is also not just pedestrians being violated by vehicles, but because we have the decoy pedestrian, we can control when that decoy leaves the curb and we have distances and everything already measured out. But we're also looking for inattention and speed at the same time. So we had officers shooting radar on El Monte right there looking for people violating the speed laws.
There were several people that saw that got pulled over for being on their cell phone.
Cell phone's the other one. Yep, big one. So you're not looking, right? That's the other part. And human beings' perception reaction time is very slow. As good as we think we are, we're really not.
It doesn't feel like you're traveling 35, 40 miles an mm-hmm. hour when you're driving a car, but you, along with your car, are going that speed, which I don't think a lot of people seem to understand, or that concept can yep. be hard to grasp.
And it takes, you know, for the average person not expecting something to happen, it's a second and a half perception reaction time, 0.75, to perceive your threat and then
unbelievable.
React to it. And then that's when you start to stop, if you think about it. So you've already traveled a second and a half, and then you start to stop. So you need some distance to stop. So that's how we do like time distance.
There is actual math. I remember yeah. looking at the at the sheet yesterday and going, what? Oh, yeah.
So it's there, you know, but really what it comes down to is, you know, we're trying to decrease these and incidents and and talk about what we're doing so that we can do it. And then having 14 additional motor officers for me to use wherever I want them is fantastic, because it lets me, you know, it lets us do a lot more all at once in one day. And that's how every city gets it. So Milpitas is going to be the next one. And that'll be in March sometime. It's going to be up to them of when they want to do it. But that'll be their gig in March. And we'll work whatever problem areas, whether they be the high school or around the Great Mall Parkway, or I'd have to talk to the sergeant about how they want to do it. But
now, yesterday, some of the areas that you as sergeant selected had been areas that the community had had particular concerns about, and mm-hmm. they continued to provide locations for future enforcement possibilities. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk about what that's like to have the community involved in letting us know the most problematic areas, or, you know, kind of in the future, you know, where else we might be going?
Yeah, for sure. That having the community tell us where there's problems gives us the most, at least for me, some of the most timely and accurate depiction of what's going on. I've worked in the city for a long time, and so have the other motors that have been here. So we know some areas already that are going to be complaint areas. So if someone calls in and says, hey, Grant and El Camino is a very dangerous intersection. I know that. It's a dangerous intersection. It's giant, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and it requires people to be paying attention. And we get a lot of red light violations there and some pretty bad accidents. And, you know, there's really not much more we can do engineering-wise with an intersection like that, but it's, you know, it's three lanes in each direction with dedicated turn lanes and signals, and coming off of an Highway 237, it ends right there in a gray. So busy intersection, right? But there's others that pop up that we never even really kind of realized were problems, and we're seeing things. There's a trend right now. We just recently got a complaint that applications like GPS type applications are routing people through certain residential areas rather
to avoid
than
major traffic points. Yeah.
And so now that's an interesting thing. I don't have any data that says yes, that's true or not, but if the residents are feeling an increase in traffic through their what used to be kind of a quiet residential area, that's a concern. So we should check it out. So when somebody called the mechanism, how it happens is when somebody contacts us, they can call me directly. They can also go on the website through the parking complaint thing, through our website, the police website. They can also go on to Ask Mountain View and put in a complaint through there too. They all get looked at. Basically, all of those complaints end up in my desk or in my voicemail.
And they can also reach out on social media. That's a lot of where we had been getting it is on like Nextdoor and Twitter.
Yep. So we'll get it. We'll assess it. If I'm not familiar with the area already, we'll talk as a team about that problem area. And then we'll decide how we want to work it. And for me, what ends up happening is people don't realize how much actually goes into this. So this is good. We actually assign it to one of my traffic officers. So for instance, there was a complaint on Victory and Mardell area in Mountain View. So the north part of town. And, that was the complaint about traffic coming through, they've never seen this much traffic before.
I remember that person who reached out and let us know about that.
So the next step then is us to actually find out if it's a valid complaint, what's actually happening out there, why. Now, can we change an application's routing software? No. I mean, we're good, but we're not that good.
All the power.
Yeah. But what we can do is go out there and see if it's a trend, right? We can see if it's somewhere that, yes, we can work radar on. There's some roads that we can't. There's laws around how we can work speed violations and things. But there's other things that we can do, too, to help. And we can also help be kind of liaison with the city engineering department and parking for traffic calming issues and things like that that are going on. So the complaints come in, they get assigned, like a detective would get assigned a case, and that officer will often call the reporting party back or write an email back asking some clarifying questions. So if you do call, expect us to want to know like when you're seeing these things happening.
Right, what times?
What time, what days, those make a difference, right? We do. You know, it'd be better for us to know that this is generally in the evening that you're seeing people doing whatever transgression that they're doing on the road.
Right.
Than for you to say, hey, every day these cars are speeding through my neighborhood. We need to figure out what's actually going on. Right. Also, if you happen to see specific cars with a license plate, you can send that to me, too. And I will make contact personally with the registered owner of that car. Most of these have to do with parking issues, especially drop-offs and pickups at schools.
Right, which has been we've been getting a lot of problems. Notifications from parents, particularly at middle and high schools, saying that people are double parking, speeding. We had officers yesterday near Mountain View High School, I believe, for a time.
Yep, we sure did. So some of the hot spots that we hit were down by the Mountain View High School area proper, like all around it. And yes, even on the Los Altos side, we were over there. And so they were shooting radar, working speed violations and stop sign violations and stuff there. The other ones were sort of the downtown corridor, the 700 block of Castro Street, like down by Starbucks, looking for all the inattention things that happen. So again, not a street that you could really speed on, because there's a lot of people there, a lot of traffic at that time, but we get cell phone violations and seatbelt violations and pedestrian violations all the time there. And then all of the smaller stop signs that kind of go through the city on the east and the west side of Castro, they were everywhere yesterday. We had motors throughout all downtown. Another area that they were at was on the very north side of town, Amphitheater Parkway. So between Shoreline and the corners, Garcia and Charleston and Rangsdorf, working speed, because that's a big open roadway and people go fast there, and people also run and jog and use the fields and stuff that are there. And, you know, it could be dangerous when you incorporate 45, 50, 60 mile an hour speeds. It takes you longer to stop and perceive and deal with that. So the Evelyn corridor was the last one that we were at, which is also one with very, very high speeds. So
I see that on a daily basis when I drive into work. So thank you for being there.
You're welcome. So that's really why, right? That's the whole thing that we're doing.
Now, obviously there were a lot of officers in a lot of areas in town yesterday. Mm-hmm. Kind of what was the result of that?
So the end number, everybody always wants to know, how many tickets did you guys write? We wrote 131 citations, and those varied from a lot of unsafe speed citations. Motor officers like to write radar tickets, by the way. A lot of pedestrian violations, because we had the two pedestrian decoy operations going. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them were broken down from seatbelts, texting, cell phone use.
I don't know how many times we have to tell people you don't get to text and drive.
No. Yeah. It's really dangerous. I mean, if you think about
it's illegal, is it not?
It's definitely illegal, but it's also very dangerous. So, you know, and even stopped, you can't text, you can't have it in your hands. People think, well, I'm in a red light.
Your vehicle is still in operation.
Yep. Yep. It's in transit. If you can look it up in the handbook. If the vehicle's in transit, you can't be, it's not considered parked. So even if you're stopped. So the results were great. 131 citations is wonderful. But again, you know, what does that really mean to anything? Does it help our bottom line in the city or anything? No, it has nothing to do with any of that stuff. Really, the citation number more for me tells me that there's still a lot of education that still has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about not a technical change. So, you know, you can add laws, you can create policies on all these kind of things, but we're talking about an adaptive change, a behavior change in people.
A fundamental shift.
Right. Somebody mentioned on the Facebook page, whoever you are, good comment. How about you guys go to the schools and start talking to the kids early
on? I thought
that
was a great suggestion.
Yeah, that they're going to be future drivers. Already doing it. Good idea, but we're already doing it. We have a juvenile diversion program. When kids get tickets for not wearing their helmets or riding those fixie bikes without brakes or whatever it is. So instead of them having to go through the court system, they actually come to a 4-hour class that we host with their parents that have to sit through it too. And then the ticket gets completely dismissed. It's gone. It never happened. It's also for juvenile drivers as well. But
right.
And there were quite a few on here because we were over by the high school. So, yeah.
So now that, you know, Mountain View has had this program come here and hopefully at least start a dialogue or a discussion and maybe make some fundamental changes in driving behavior.
Mm-hmm.
What is the future for Mountain View in terms of traffic enforcement and the 4 E's that you talked about? Shameless plug number 2.
Yeah, I love it. It
wasn't even
me. It was the host this time. Woo. We're going to continue down that road. I'm going to hold fast to the fact that I really believe that enforcement is great and writing tickets is great and all, but it's not the most effective way for us to drive change. I think the most effective way for us to drive, pardon the pun, driving behavior change is through education and telling people and talking about what we're doing, right? It's really dangerous. And it's, You know, I mean, I would hate to be my daughter right now who's just learning how to drive with me, because we talk about this every day all the way to school. Like, oh my God, you see that guy? Did you see this? You shouldn't do that. Don't do this. And yeah.
You're probably driving her nuts.
Oh yeah, she's rolling her eyes. Oh, hey, pun. Very funny. So, you know, but really that, so for the future, you know, you're going to see more engagement from the traffic unit. Obviously the motor guys are generally pretty personable anyway. So we like to go to coffee with a cop. We like to do these kind of things. And that juvenile diversion program is going to get ramped up. You're going to see increased enforcement. You're going to see increased collaboration, not just on these allied agency operation days, but especially agencies that touch Mountain View. So Los Altos and Palo Alto and Sunnyvale, you're going to see a lot of kind of collaboration work between those agencies as well. And you're going to see hopefully more of these allied agency operations. Again, the next one's in Milpitas, and hopefully I can send my whole team. We're not going to tell you what day that is, that there won't be any traffic cops in Mountain View. But if not, we'll send two or three so that we can help Milpitas out as much, because they've been participating in the last two. And again, that rotates back to Mountain View eventually. We'll get it again in a couple months and see where it goes.
Anything else you'd like to add about traffic or traffic enforcement or just driving behavior here in Mountain View?
Sure. Of course. I could talk about this all day. No, really, I mean...
Well, you know, it's not... bore them to death.
I know. I feel like
drive
I'm
talking to my them daughter. Into boredom. Oh,
people's
all the
eyes
puns.
Are rolling back. Like, oh my God, make this guy shut up. No, really. I mean, if people could understand the concept that driving is actually very dangerous and it needs to be taken a little bit more seriously than it does right now.
I wish you guys could see his face right now. He's saying so this with such earnestness,
but it's true. And it's you know, I get zero satisfaction out of writing tickets. I really do, and I get worse feelings. I hate getting called out for fatality accidents. That's like the worst feeling in the world. And, you know, having to talk to a family and having to, sometimes even the person, the driver of a car that hits a pedestrian, even if it's by accident, you know, and they, not that anything would be, it wouldn't be an accident if it wasn't by accident. Right. But, you know, that person is changed for the rest of their life as well. So not only is the family of the victim in this, affected as well, but that driver is also affected. We're not necessarily talking about criminals. These are just you and I, and it could happen to any one of us, right? You could be backing out of a parking spot and hit somebody, mm-hmm. and that's it. Or you could look down at your text for 2 seconds that says, what do you want for dinner? And the rest of your life is changed because you run into a median or something or a freeway, and it's awful. I hate that feeling. So if we could eventually not need traffic officers because everybody paid attention and everybody drove the speed limit or even a little under would be great. You know, that's my thing. But the reality of it is if people could just take a little bit more time in their day, slow down just a little bit.
You'll still get to where you're going.
Yeah. And then just obey the rules, right? Red lights mean stop. even if you're on
that's for cars and bicycles,
even if you're
right?
on a bicycle, yep. Traffic, I say this all the time. Traffic safety is everybody's responsibility. So everybody on the roadway, whether you're on a skateboard, roller skates, walking, you're on a bike or a unicycle or in a car or a big rig or a hovercraft. Don't do that. you know, it's your responsibility to be safe too. So there are violations for pedestrians. They can't just go dashing out in front of a car.
Right.
And they can be found at fault for an accident. Same with bicyclists. If you run a red light and get hit by a car, you ran a red light. And that's the reason for the accident that happened, or a stop sign.
Or riding on the wrong side of the mm-hmm. road.
Yep. And so, I mean, we get that. The police department in general works very closely with the bicycle and pedestrian action committees. And, you know, again, it's all about safety for everybody. So that's the stance that the police department takes, is that we don't want any accidents to happen regardless of who's involved. And we're not going to take sides on it's always the car's fault or it's always the bicyclist or always the pedestrian's fault. The accidents are each done individually and investigated that way. But really it's everybody's responsibility to be safe. Regardless of whether you're driving an 80,000-pound vehicle or you're walking, it's everybody's responsibility.
I think that's a great place to end, don't you?
Yeah, I'll step off my box now. But really call, you know, if anybody has questions or anything, feel free. You can find me. I'm easy to find.
Yeah, reach out on social media. It could all get back to him, inundate him. He just hit his microphone with a water bottle. But we are more than happy to take your questions and answer them on any social media platform that we have. Our blog, Mountain View Police Department, yep. or Mountain View Police Blogs, sorry, .com. Mountain View PD is our Twitter handle, and you can find us on Facebook. And if you follow us on Nextdoor, we also send out regular messages there. And yep, we would be more than happy to hear from you. Yeah. So, Sergeant, thank you so much for all of your guidance and all of your help with traffic enforcement here in the city. And we'll see you again soon, Mountain View.
All right, be safe.
Suspect is coming out now.
Suspect's coming out now.